My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin, or JV, compares notes to Belinda's latest mark. So listen and enjoy.
If you tell her anything, it can cause him problems, but you can listen to the shows and hear for yourself. He goes, okay, I won't say anything about him, but I would like to Google it. I go, he would want me to warn you because he fights these people and consults with the army to do so. Check him out. He's legit. Juliana Avalos is a model that the scammers like to pretend they are. She is in a lawsuit against Match.com, but she's a scammer too. My friend made the news revealing that. More giving my credentials. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or our friend's credentials.
Plug.
Sure. He goes, okay, well, thanks for the heads up. What did she say in the audio? I go, he's legit. I go, she wants him to propose. You can hear a guy feeding her lines. That was during the video conversation. So he goes, okay, who has a lawsuit? Didn't understand that part. I continue to go, at times he believes he was talking to different people when they wrote. Class action suit match.com and is now up to $4.5 billion. Started as $1.5 billion. A modest $1.5 billion. is on the busted page on my friend's site. I go, does she talk about her grandmother? Remember, the grandmother had bad eyes.
Oh, yeah, poor granny.
Yes, poor granny. He goes, okay. Yeah, with the vision problems.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
Maybe that part's true. Who knows?
You know
it
what?
Could be true.
Listen, it's easier to keep track of lies if you add little elements of
I
the
do.
Truth into them.
I do. Mm.
What, when you lie?
No, when I'm doing this stuff. When I'm doing this stuff. I got I knew where you were going there. I'm not telling you my secrets.
Oh, damn it.
I go, yep, watery eyes. Before Belinda was Belinda, she told me she was Agnes. Mike goes, she said she can't see very well or something. I go, yeah, that is, that is when she poses Avalos. Yep, I don't know if that is true, but the story is the same. Did she ever mention Rita? Remember, Rita was the friend she was living with.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, no. I go,
she
okay.
mentioned the orphanage.
I think they're playing it straight. They're not doing the Agnes story.
And don't forget about Rita. Mavis originally slipped up one time and mentioned that her name was Rita.
And then Joe called her and wrote a poem, Senorita.
Senorita.
Yes.
She was not afraid.
Right.
She did not like that at all.
No.
I think Joe got a talking to for that one.
Call me that. Call me Mavis.
Oh, I used to write the worst poetry. Awful, and sent it to. Oh, that's beautiful. It was like the worst shit chowder you'd ever want to hear.
The one that killed me was the daffodils of August.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Daffodils of August.
Kidding? He's an artist.
He's
an artist.
Yeah, he's definitely.
You know, Russ, I'd like you to think about something. Yes. Considering that Joe's an artist and you're a sponsor, you support the arts. You should feel very good about yourself.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
I think what Joe does is more like anti-terrorism.
It's anti-something. I don't know what it is.
Anti-literary.
He's not very pro many things, so it's probably anti-something. Anti-social?
No.
Yeah.
Could be. Or anti-pasta?
Better.
Shame on you.
Antioxidant.
Anti-soy sauce.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah, you did.
Be nice to the Laugh, you two. It's a sponsor.
Is there a special sponsor barrel? I just want to know.
No, there's no special sponsor barrel. Don't worry.
Darn.
When nobody's in the barrel, Pip, you live there.
Well, I know. I keep it clean.
like a vagina with vinegar. And we go on. I go, okay.
Where did the bottle cap come from?
I still want to know where that damn bottle cap came from.
Me too.
I'm guessing a bottle. That's what I'm guessing. I'm going out on a limb. So she never mentioned Rita. I go, okay, some things change, some stay the same. Have you ever asked to video chat with her? He goes, well, I did ask her about this when you first wrote, and I had just seen it today, and she said she wanted to go to the cafe tomorrow and Skype to prove she was real. I go, she is real. Don't know who you write with, but this is the pretty face they trot out there. He goes, no, I mean ask her to explain the message that you first wrote to me a month ago, and I just seen in my other mail the other day, because remember I explained that this is a scammer. I go, is it a very unique scamming syndicate? Guarantee you she will not be alone. If that happens, I'll be floored. When did you see the message? He goes, today. I go, how did she react when you told her the message? She said, what? Who is this? And ask him why he's saying these things about her. Because you're a dirty, scammy whore. That's why he's saying these things.
Oh, that again.
Oh, you're going to hold that against me? Yeah. Can't we forget about the past?
Oh, that's another favorite.
That's their favorite.
What impresses me is the level of engagement they have with you. It's...
Well, I'm very engaging. You've known me for quite
really,
some time.
I know. It's just really, really cool.
Thank you. I go, okay, my friend. My friend shows are online. Don't mention them, but arm yourself with knowledge. They have gotten up to March 2013 in the show with her. They cover this segment called catfishing. He goes, okay, I'll check it out first thing in the morning. I go, okay, if you have questions, let me know, and I will tell him. But I beg, do not mention my friend or this conversation. Download Audacity and audio record the conversation. I think she may have actually liked my friend a lot, but business is business, and he was not sending her money. They did talk for hours a day. He goes, okay, I won't say anything about your friend. I go, cool, good luck. Sorry this is not what you wanted to hear, but at least she's just a friend and not a love interest. He goes, yeah, thanks. I appreciate you telling me. I got to go to bed now. It's late here. It was 1:45 in the morning. I'll keep you posted. Talk with you soon. He goes, okay, go. Good luck.
And I have to get up early to talk to my real girlfriend in Indonesia.
Yes.
Yeah.
So later on in that morning, I go, Davin gave me a couple of short audio clips to give you. You have spoken to her on the phone, so you will recognize the voice in the clips. The first one, she was going by a fake name, Agnes. Listen carefully for the man in the background. The second one is the desire to be married, and we were talking about. That was from her Skype session with her. Is it possible for you to take a screenshot of her friends list? He would like to warn other people that may be scammed. And then I sent her the stuff. I sent her all the MP3s.
Her?
I'm sorry. I sent him. Right. Sent Mike the stuff. Mm-hmm. So that was March 1st. Any thoughts?
Wow. I'm glad that at least he was receptive and he wasn't like, not my gal, you know, because
that
happens so often.
It kind of is insulting that it's just so cookie cutter.
Boilerplate
and cookie cutter with everybody.
Well, yeah, but we definitely got them. We definitely went outside the mold.
I know.
Them.
Yeah.
But just see.
She wrote porn, Joe.
I understand, but the thing I know we took it a lot outside of the box, you know. But it's just
more
like,
in the box.
But
sorry, no room with that bottle cap in there.
But it just you feel like the backstory so much. You feel cheap.
Well, it does shed light on exactly what they do and how this scammer syndicate works, because we've seen it pretty much in three marks. Me being the first one,
right?
Or Dick El Dorado being the second one,
right?
And now this guy Mike. You know, if we were all Mike Marks and didn't know,
they're
pretty much going with the same thing. He doesn't like me because he has I'm black.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.